This is The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziarz. Today on The Mountain Life, we celebrate the power of art, story, and activism through water. Brawley Arts is marking its 30th anniversary with a new initiative called Stories Carried by Water, an immersive collaboration of Indigenous voices, dance, music, poetry, and film centered on the future of Utah's Great Salt Lake.
At a time when the lake's rapid decline raises urgent environmental and cultural questions, the project brings together perspectives from Navajo, Towa, Goshute, Shoshone, and Ute communities to explore water not only as a resource, but as a memory, identity, and lifeblood. We're joined this morning by Amy McDonald of Brawley Arts. Welcome to the show, Amy. Nice to see you.
Nice to be with you, too. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, this is a big year for you, 30 years. Can you tell our listeners what Brawley Arts is and how it relates to the Salt Lake Valley and to Summit County in particular?
So Brawley is a British slang term for umbrella, and Brawley Arts is a nonprofit arts organization in Utah, which means all people, all mediums are welcome under the umbrella. Everybody's welcome. 30 years ago, we started with championing talented independent artists because at the time, Utah was losing a lot of its creative talent and community because there was not funding for them. All the funding was going to established organizations, schools, etc. So by being a bridge or filling a gap, we champion these artists, and we still do so to this day. That's always artists are at the forefront, but that helped put us on the map with all of our initiatives. First, lots of artist development initiatives, then moving into community development engagement initiatives, then into racial and social justice, and into environmental justice. So where we are with Great Salt Lake is I did a project early in 2004 called Contours, and that was when the Legacy Highway was proposed by our governor. And it was being pitched that the lake was stinky, devaluing its beauty and focus and purpose. So I decided to do an initiative that would create value and beauty for the lake. And it was huge. We had a Tasmanian kite maker come in. 400 students created kites of birds that were endangered out at the lake. We had a 3-evening night performance. Fast forward, it was powerful enough that the governor was greatly questioned about his motives for this highway because people were getting the message that you should go to the lake, that it has value, has beauty. So that was the first one. And then moving forward, and luckily enough, I've had an opportunity to speak with you both about Illusion of Abundance and that initiative, which is a 20-minute award-winning documentary that highlights holistic perspectives about what's happening with the decline of Great Salt Lake. And building upon that, we're now launching Stories Carried by Water.
Well, we're all hearing and frustrated by the decline of the Great Salt Lake, and it's such an integral part of not only our weather systems and our visual beauty here, but of culture. What kind of things are you bringing into this initiative? It sounds like it's very rooted in Indigenous value of the Great Salt Lake.
It is rooted in not only Indigenous, but farmers widespread. So how this came to be is Illusion of Abundance really brought to light all these conversations about the lake. And then the more I hear and the more that's going on, you know, data centers and all these other things, I really had this thought, you know, we're not having conversations that connect land, water, and the food we eat. And if we really spent some time exploring that interconnectedness, maybe we would create a different relationship with all three, because we need all three. And I was speaking with some different farmers, and I said, let's get your stories told. Let's understand what's going on for you. So what became really powerful for me is to have Indigenous perspective and different farmers. So right now we have an Indigenous gardener, and we have a fruit and vegetable farmer, and we have an alfalfa farmer on the dock. For this initiative, at our anniversary, 30th anniversary celebration, we are going to tease this project so people can understand the why and see what it would look like. So what I did is I paired farmers with artists, and I thought, we need art to showcase what's going on. And we had a meeting, our first meeting. Darren Perry is our Indigenous gardener. And a year ago, he imported thousands of Indigenous seeds from around the U.S. and was given a half an acre of land to plant the seeds. It was resoundingly successful, and it was a teaching garden, and it is a teaching garden, so you can see how you can grow and live and sustain yourself in an arid climate. These vegetables were hugely successful. So this year he's been given a 3-acre plot of land, and he uses teaching to educate people. The other farm is Taggy Farms that are fruit and vegetable, and they are the first farmer in Utah to switch from spray to drip. And so they no longer, everyone has water rights, but they are able to share their water rights or sell it to other people because they use so much less. So I paired, when we met with the two artists, it became clear that the four of them wanted to work really well together. So the artists I have are Jessica Wiarda. She's Hopi/Tewa, and she is a fashion designer and a muralist and a graphics designer. And I have Stephanie Garcia, who hails from Mexico City. She's a Guggenheim Fellow, recently awarded for her choreographic and multidisciplinary movements. And she comes from a place that she is very grounded in the earth and how she moves and how she perceives things. So the first meeting, we spent talking like what's going on, the issues, illuminating, and it's been so fun to watch the evolution of the work based on what they're learning. And one thing that I'll just throw this out there, because it really got me on the first meeting that we had, is Darren says, we never put anything, we don't put a shovel, anything into the ground unless we have a ceremony before we begin and to honor Mother Earth. And then Carrie Taggy said, she's Mormon, and she said, you have ceremony and we have prayers. We have prayers before we dig. And so what shows up is for these gardeners and farmers is ritual and ceremony is incredibly important for this farming, gardening, because there are so many things out of your control, weather, water, soil. And so from there, it's jumped into a very meaty conversation about all of the water issues, land issues, and the food systems. For example, many of the farmers this year lost 10% of their crops because of that really cold spell. And so some of these farmers will shut down and not farm at all this summer. And now there's been a state of an emergency declared because of that. So it's, you know, there's all these things. So we felt like, let's illuminate these stories. And when I spoke with Jake Dreyfuss of Grow the Flow, he said, this is so important right now. We need to be telling these stories. People need to understand the interconnectedness. So we're also going to be working with them to capture a lot of stories.
We're going to actually be speaking with Jake in a couple of weeks on the program. So we're excited to speak with him too.
Oh, wonderful. So our event, we have a 2-minute trailer, which introduces this project. And then Jessica and Stephanie will perform and showcase where they are with this work in its current stage of development. And then afterwards, we'll have a discussion, a short discussion with Carrie, Darren, Jessica, and Stephanie, and then people can ask questions. So consider it a tease and a launch of this new initiative.
So all in conjunction with the 30th anniversary of Brawley Arts, congratulations. And if someone wants to attend this, where is it? When is it? Give us those details.
It's going to be so fun. It'll be at Twig Media Lab Studios in Salt Lake City. And you can get all the information, and it's free, and you can reserve your ticket. The easiest way is just to go to brawleyarts.org, and when you hit the landing page, you'll see the 30th anniversary celebration page to click and learn more. We'll have all kinds of fun things going on, and what's been really special for me in creating this event is all the artists that I have invited to be a part of this evening all have relationships with Brawley Arts over the 30 years. So it's multi-generational, doors open at 5:30. There's a courtyard. There'll be a drum bus. There'll be the hip hop dancers. There'll be a food truck. There'll be art. There'll be ways to mingle. Then at 7 o'clock sharp, our program starts. The Aram Trio is flying in from all around the world. They are dear friends of mine from since 2002. And all the pieces they're playing have a direct relationship with Brawley Arts, and they're giving us a new commission. They will be playing a piece that Stephen Brown is choreographing a new work to of SB Dance. And they're going to play and accompany a media compilation or a film of 30 years of Brawley Arts. So it's extra special. The composers we have a relationship with, and one of the pieces, a dear friend of mine who worked with me at Brawley Arts, when the Ons first came out in 2002, the composer, Kenji Bunch, just thought she was the cat's meow. And she just said, I have a horrible time sleeping. And they got to be good friends, and he ended up writing Lullaby for My Favorite Insomniac for the Ons, which topped the charts for 2 years. So they'll be playing that too.
Oh, this is wonderful. Well, it sounds like a great time. You can go to find more information at brawleyarts.org.
But we would love for you to make a reservation so we know how many seats, because seating is limited. And we're excited to launch Stories Carried by Water. There's been a lot of interest, and people are eager to tell their stories, because in this particular time where so much is going on and so much is threatening our water sources and how we use water, we feel like this is a really important and timely thing. And as you know, me, Lynn, and Mary Beth, we use creative mediums to express what's going on.
Amy McDonald, Brawley Arts, thank you so much for joining us on
The Mountain. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you both.